听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, this month's profile article focuses on the person of Agatha Christie. The deck says she's the queen of crime. But that doesn't mean she's an expert criminal. No, she's an author, and the plots of her books revolve around crime and, more specifically, mystery. Agatha Christie is a master storyteller. And for the next 2 days, we'll take a deeper look into her life. Right now, let's preview two key words. The first is curiosity. Jean has a great curiosity about the world. She wants to know everything about it. The second is author, as in, who is the author of this book? She writes well. All right, everyone, please open your magazines for the reading. We're on page 35.
Agatha Christie, the Queen of Crime. Mystery. The word excites our curiosity. Mystery novels sell thousands of copies each year, and many readers count Dame Agatha Christie among their favorite authors. Christie was born in September of 1890 in England. When she was growing up, her mother often told her stories. Christie loved these stories that took her into a world of fantasy. Christie's mother also encouraged her to write from a young age.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we have a very interesting lesson for you today about a wonderful woman named Agatha Christie. She is known as the Queen of Crime, and we'll tell you why in just a little bit.
That's right. Our article starts out with the word mystery, because Agatha Christie wrote many novels, many books on mystery.
Mysteries are very exciting. They're problems that you don't know the answer, sometimes very big problems, and people will do many things to try to solve or find the answers to these mysteries. So many people like a good mystery, and a lot of books are written with mysteries in them so that the reader can get excited and be curious and try to find out what happens. Esther, did you ever read mysteries as a child?
I did. I like to read a series called the Nancy Drew series about a young woman who was very bright and solved many mysteries. How about you, Rachel?
I read some of those same books, and as a kid, they were very exciting because I was always curious who did the crime and how was the book going to finish. Now, Chip, we see this word curiosity. Can you define that for us?
I think so. Curiosity is the noun. And it's based on the word or the adjective curious. And if you're curious about something, that means you have a large desire to know about something. So you might be curious about the life of Agatha Christie. And if you are, we're going to find out a little bit more about her life.
We sure are. Well, a lot of people are curious about mystery novels. And as we see in our lesson, these kinds of novels sell thousands of copies each year. So some people will collect many mystery books. I knew one lady, she had an entire collection of mysteries because she loved reading each one and finding out what happened at the end. I think people like mysteries because we always like to find out. We're very curious. We want to know why things happen and how the story ends. Well, many people believe that Dame Agatha Christie is a very good author. In fact, they see her as one of their favorite authors.
That's right. They count her as one of her favorite one of their favorite authors, or they consider her to be among one of their favorite authors. And our article refers to her as Dame Agatha Christie. That title, Dame, is an important title, isn't it, Rachel?
It sure is, because she was born in England, and that is a title that they give somebody. It's kind of equivalent to a knight. You know, men can become knights and women become dames. And so she was given this wonderful title, and she is definitely an honored and respected woman. Right now, we need to go to Grammar on the Go. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Greetings from London. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm just on my way to South Devon, where Agatha Christie's summer home is located. It's a great place for Agatha Christie fans like me to go and visit. But let's take a quick look at today's grammar tip sentence. And many readers count Dame Agatha Christie among their favorite authors. Notice the verb count. It doesn't mean trying to figure out the total number of something like 1, 2, 3. Instead, it means to include or consider, as in Dame Agatha Christie is included or considered among their favorite authors. Of course, we could just say Dame Agatha Christie is one of their favorite authors. But why not try a different way of saying the same thing? Next time, when you want to share how someone or something is one of many favorites, try this pattern. The subject plus counts plus something or someone plus among their favorite. For example, the students count Dr. William Nelson among their favorite professors. Or many movie buffs count Casablanca among their favorite movies. Okay, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now, and it's time for me to head over to South Devon. This is Liz for Grammar on the Go, signing off from London. Bye now.
Thank you, Liz, for that Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about Agatha Christie and how she's many people's favorite author.
An author is someone who writes. So Agatha Christie is a very famous author, and she has written many mystery novels.
Well, let's learn a little bit about her childhood. As we mentioned before, she was born in England in the year 1890. So quite a few years ago, over 100 years ago. And when she was growing up, her mother often told her stories. So I guess we can see that this love of stories helped her decide to become an author of stories when she was older.
That's right. When she was young, she was very used to listening to stories that excited her imagination and probably excited her curiosity about the world.
And if you want your child to be an author or a writer, then tell them many stories. So Agatha Christie loved stories, and these stories took her to a different world.
It was a world of make-believe, a world of fantasy, where she could think about things that probably would never happen, but it's so fun for kids to think about these kinds of things. So her mother also did an important thing. She encouraged Christie to do what, Chip?
Well, she not only read her daughter many stories, but she also encouraged Agatha to write many things and to get her in that process, in that practice of writing.
So from a young age, Agatha Christie began to write and wrote many stories. Well, now let's watch a skit and then we'll take a break.
Welcome to the library. May I help you?
Yes. Well, I'm looking for a book.
Ooh, how about a mystery?
Actually, I'm...
Mystery. Doesn't that word excite your curiosity?
Yes. You see,
Agatha Christie is the queen of crime.
She was a criminal?
Oh, no. She was an author. She wrote detective stories.
That's an interesting career.
Yeah. She studied music, but she never became a musician. Oh, no.
Why not?
She had stage fright.
Oh, but she liked writing?
Yes. She grew up listening to stories her mother told her, and her mom encouraged her to become a writer.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. After she got married, she wrote her first mystery, and she sent it to the publisher.
And she became a famous mystery writer, right?
No, her book was rejected.
Oh, so then what happened next? Was she upset? When did she become successful?
I'll tell you everything next time.
Oh, but I want to know now.
Shh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Welcome back from the break, everyone. You are joining us here now at Studio Classroom Worldwide, and we thank you for that. Do you like mysteries? That is the question. If you do, you'll love Agatha Christie's book, or all of her books, in fact. She's a master at writing mysteries. Let's get back into the lesson now, but we've got three key words that will help us in this section. The first is career, as in Mark has chosen business as his career. The second is the very useful word detective. By the end of the detective novel, I will find out who stole the money. And finally, the word publisher. I hope I can find a publisher for my book. I want everyone to read it. Okay, everyone, follow along as we continue the reading on page 35 and line 12.
Agatha Christie. At 16, Christie went to a school in Paris to study piano and singing. She learned to play the piano very well. But she never made music a career because of stage fright. At 22, she fell in love with Archie Christie. They got married in 1914 at the beginning of World War I. During the war, Christie wrote her first detective story, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. She chose the crime and then invented a detective named Hercule Poirot to solve it. She sent the book to a publisher, but it was rejected.
Agatha Christie grew up listening to many stories, and she began to write at a young age, but at age 16, she was given a chance to do something.
That's right. She was given the opportunity to go to a school in Paris. Now, she grew up in England, but she had the chance to go to Paris, France, and she went there to study piano and singing. So it makes me think maybe her parents encouraged her to become a musician. But it doesn't sound like that's what she really wanted to do.
That's right. It sounds like even though in Paris she studied how to play the piano and how to sing very well, she still wasn't really interested in having her career be in music. And that was for a very good reason. Why is that?
Well, let's first look at the word career. Now, your career is like your job, but it's something that you do because you get special training, or maybe you've gone to school to learn how to do something. But Agatha Christie had what, Rachel?
Well, she had something called stage fright. So because of this, she had a hard time making music a career. Now, stage fright is when you are very scared to be in front of people. You get very nervous. And it doesn't have to be just when you're in a big play or drama, but you could have stage fright when you're giving a speech in front of your class. And a lot of people do get this, don't they?
That's right. I certainly get it. Almost any time I have to be up, maybe not on stage, but just up in front of many people if I have to give a speech or even teach a large group of people, I get a little bit of stage fright.
I think it's quite common. And definitely, if you want to be a musician and play in front of others, if you have stage fright, it's going to be a lot harder to do that. So I think Agatha Christie came up with another option, didn't she?
She did. And she did what she liked to do is she began to write more and more. But when she was 22, she met someone. She met the love of her life.
That's right. At 22, the article says that she fell in love with a man named Archie. And then they soon got married right there around the beginning of World War I.
Yes, actually in 1914. And it may sound like she was young, 22 years old, to get married. But back then, people got married quite young. In fact, she might have been a little older than many women. Many women got married at 16, 17, 18 years old. So they got married at the beginning of World War I. And during the war, what did Christie do, Esther?
Well, Agatha Christie wrote her first detective story. And a detective story is a story where the main character or one of the main characters is a detective.
That's right. And a detective is a police officer who is brought into a crime investigation to help solve the crime or to help answer the questions about who committed the crime.
I think a lot of kids think the job as a detective would be really neat. I've always thought that because you get to try to solve the crime. You are the one who investigates and tries to figure out what went wrong. So what was the name of her first detective story? Well, it was called The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. Kind of an interesting name, isn't it?
I think it is. I think Stiles is a city. Is that right?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure. I haven't read this one yet, but it sounds kind of right because it's not style as in our kind of dress that we wear. Anyway, this was her first book. She chose the crime, and then she invented a detective. All right, which one of you wants to try to tell us how to say this name?
I'll give it a try. She chose a detective named Hercule Poirot, I believe is how you say that. It sounds very French, Hercule Poirot.
Good job, Chip. Now remember, friends, a detective is not always a police officer. People can hire private detectives or just people who are hired to help solve crimes.
Good point. So what she did in her book, let's just review it again. She came up with a crime, and then she invented a detective to solve that crime. And what did she do after that? Well, she sent the book to a publisher. Chip, what exactly is a publisher?
Well, that, first of all, is one of our word bank words. A publisher is a person, or usually it's a company, that publishes books. And that verb publish is another one of our word bank words that we'll look at also tomorrow. And to publish something means you're taking something that has been written and you're making it available for the public to buy.
Exactly. But what's so interesting is that her first book was rejected. Nobody wanted it. But we know that she did become famous, so we're going to have to find out the rest of the story next time. So let's go to the chat room right now. Please join us tomorrow as we finish talking about Agatha Christie.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. Today we have Linda with us. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Thanks, Ken. It's nice to be here. So what should we chat about today?
Let's talk about crime. I see Agatha Christie was a great writer of mysteries, which must involve some kind of crime. Now, there are different kinds of crimes, right?
Right. Let's look at the general term first. A crime is breaking civil or public law. There are laws set up by the government to protect people and their rights and property.
And a person who commits a crime is called a criminal, right?
not criminal, criminal. C-R-I-M-I-N-A-L.
Criminal.
You got it. And we have two different kinds of crime, a felony and a misdemeanor.
Oh, what's a felony?
Well, a felony is a very serious crime, like murder or burglary. And a person who commits this kind of crime and is convicted at a trial is called a felon. These kinds of crimes are punishable by long terms in prison, or even in some cases, capital punishment.
Capital punishment? Isn't that when you get hit by your teacher at school?
No, Ken, that's corporal punishment. Capital punishment means the death penalty.
Oh, 我们今天可以来讨论一下 crime, 犯罪。Crime 可以分作两种 ,felony 和 misdemeanor。Felony 是重罪。把字尾的 y 去掉 ,felon 变成了人重罪犯。犯了重罪的人有可能会被判 capital punishment, 那就是死刑。Capital punishment 跟 corporal punishment 要分清楚。Corporal punishment 指的是体罚。现在许多的学校都禁止 corporal punishment. Okay, what about a misdemeanor?
Well, a misdemeanor is a lighter crime, like a traffic violation. Usually there is no trial, and the person is either fined or has a short or what we call a light jail term.
Interesting. 相对于 felony, 我们看到 misdemeanor, M-I-S-D-E-M-E-A-N-O-R, misdemeanor 就是轻罪。
Thanks, Ken. And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 curiosity 这个名词。Curiosity 是指好奇或者是好奇心。例如 ,people's curiosity about the private lives of celebrities makes tabloid magazines really popular. 人们对名人的私生活的好奇心让八卦杂志十分的畅销。或者是 ,burning with curiosity, Irene forced her sister to tell her all the details of her date with Phil. 强烈的好奇心驱使 Irene 逼她姐姐告诉她她和 Phil 的约会的所有细节。接下来我们看的是 career 这个名词。career 是指职业或者是一生的志业。例如 ,Jenna chose teaching as her lifelong career.Jenna 选择教书为她一生的志业。如果要说明是某一个方面的职业的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,Brandon is hoping for a career in journalism. Brandon 希望能够进入新闻的工作。或者是 ,Mary quit school to pursue a singing career. Mary 休学来追求歌唱的生涯。最后我们看的是 publisher 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 publish, 出版这个动词。所以 publisher 是指出版商，例如 the publisher of this book is Random House， 这本书的出版商是兰登出版社，或者是 several publishers are competing in the textbook market， 几家出版社在教科书的市场竞争激烈。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
Agatha Christie.The Queen of Crime. Mystery. The word excites our curiosity. Mystery novels sell thousands of copies each year, and many readers count Dame Agatha Christie among their favorite authors. Christie was born in September of 1890 in England. When she was growing up, her mother often told her stories.Christie loved these stories that took her into a world of fantasy. Christie's mother also encouraged her to write from a young age. At 16, Christie went to a school in Paris to study piano and singing. She learned to play the piano very well. But she never made music a career because of stage fright. At 22, she fell in love with Archie Christie.They got married in 1914 at the beginning of World War I. During the war, Christie wrote her first detective story, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. She chose the crime and then invented a detective named Hercule Poirot to solve it. She sent the book to a publisher, but it was rejected.
Friends, we have much more to learn about this very mysterious woman, Agatha Christie. Hey, there's no mystery to improving your English, friends. All it takes is just 10 minutes a day. Use some of the talk about it questions on page 35 to help yourself get started. We hope that you join us tomorrow as we discover how the Queen of Crime rose to fame. Until then, we hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.